Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am your lovely, stunning, and magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from all across the World Wide Web right here on Blog Talk Radio and on iShoutForJoy.com, Stella Award-winning internet radio. We are excited, tickle pink, to have you tuning in. Of course, our faithful listeners from Richmond, Virginia. That's right, the capital city where we're based out of. We're excited to have you joining us today. Oh, my goodness, we have a really cool show for you today. I know you all are ready to get this party started. Listen, to stay up to date on all of the phenomenal shows and the great guests that we have lined up just for you, you want to join my email list. Yeah, join my email list. I'm trying to tell you. It keeps you up to date. I only send one email once a week. We don't spam you. Don't do any of that crazy stuff. So you may be saying, how can I join the email list? Oh, it's really easy. All you have to do is go to my official website. That's www.mitchell-productions.com. Yeah, and right on the front page, you can join the email list. Oh, you can go there to listen to past shows and featured interviews and all that good stuff. Oh, connect with me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Oh, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And then, of course, you can pick me up in iTunes, again, under Charvette. Real easy for you. Okay, so today's show, we are really excited. The first segment is going to spotlight a phenomenal event that's taking place in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, this coming weekend, Unity in the Community Black History Musical. And I am excited to bring to the mic right now a special guest that's hanging out with me in the virtual studio, Pastor Ernest L. Moore, Jr. Welcome to the show, Pastor Moore.
God bless you, Sister Charvette. Good to be here with you.
I'm glad to have you. You having a good day?
I'm living it live.
All right. Good. Now, are you, like, glad we're through a little bit of the snow? I mean, we had just a little bit of snow, right, recently?
Well, I really enjoy the snow, but I am glad that we have a break from the snow.
A little bit of a break. I'm glad, too. Listen, listeners, Pastor Ernest Moore is the pastor of International Holistic Ministries, and he has teamed up with Bishop Melvin Williams Jr., of Temple of Judah, and they've come together to bring to Richmond, Virginia, a Unity in the Community Black History Musical. I love this. So, Pastor Moore, tell us, why did you all even come up with this topic?
Well, Bishop Melvin Williams is a pioneer in our city, and he is what I call the bishop of the community, and he has, down through the years, done so many community efforts in his tenure with the Citadel of Hope, and our paths crossed when we both went to Virginia Union University, a plug there for the School of Theology, Samuel DeWitt School of Theology.
Yeah.
And since we've been classmates, he has been talking about the things that he wanted to do. And when this opportunity came to bring some of these great artists to Richmond, I thought that it would be an excellent opportunity to partner with Bishop Williams so that we could establish the relationship in the community for such a time as this.
Oh, right. So give our listeners all of the details, like the who, what, when, where, all that good stuff.
It's going to be Sunday, February the 21st at 7 p.m., 2120 Venable Street is where you want to be, at the Temple of Judah. On our ticket, there is a new tradition all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm telling you, an awesome, awesome singing group. If you have not heard them, you want to hear them. Our very own from the city of Richmond, Mother Maggie Ingram. She represents the old tradition.
Yeah.
And then we have a new, fresh artist who has been doing it a long time, Her Worship, Roz Brown, and the Temple of Judah Chorale. and it's going to be phenomenal this weekend. If you love good gospel music, you're going to have better than good. It's going to be superb.
Oh, my goodness. And listeners, we're going to talk to Roz Brown in our second segment, so you want to keep it locked. You don't want to go anywhere. She's our featured artist, so you're going to get to hear from her directly in just a little while. And certainly all of the artists that you mentioned are phenomenal. Now, New Tradition is a Ty Scott, a recording artist, a group,
yes,
and you can check them out on YouTube. How did you hear about that group?
While I was at the Stellar Awards, I had the opportunity to hear them, and they just wore us out. I mean, when they finished performing, everybody was on their feet if they weren't on the floor prostrate.
Wow.
They had that kind of impact, and the Lord just allowed me to meet the manager of the group, and he wanted to come to Richmond. And I said, when you come, just let me know I want to come. And
right.
They were here. They're scheduled to be here next weekend.
Oh, right. Phenomenal. And, of course, again, you can go to YouTube.com and search for New, and that's NU Tradition, and you can find them and hear them, and just awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, and certainly Maggie Ingram has such a history in the city. It looks like you purposely kind of mixed up the different genres that of worship and ministry that you're going to be offering. Why Maggie Ingram?
Because we want to promote holistic ministry. And if you're talking about a new tradition, you must go to the old tradition or the foundation that the new tradition is building upon. And Maggie Ingram is a pioneer in Richmond, Virginia. She is a national recording artist.
Yes.
Her album back in the 70s, The Flood, has been all over the United States, if not the world. And certainly in her senior years, we want to invite her as much as possible because she's the foundation, not just in the music ministry, but in our community, because she's done a lot in the jails and a nursing home, and she just represents holistic ministry.
Oh, right. I love it. I love it. Again, listeners, Unity in the Community, the Black History Musical, this coming Sunday, February 21st at 7 p.m., Temple of Judah, 2120 Venable Street. You don't want to miss it. Now, is there a ticket price, Pastor Moore?
There is no ticket price.
Oh,
Everybody is welcome. And this is a top-notch ticket, and everybody's welcome. It is the heart of Bishop Williams, and I celebrate him because, you know, Bishop Williams provides so many opportunities for people to be blessed.
Yes.
And this is another one of those ventures that he is just promoting, and we want to just come together with this man because he's led us to this point in this city, and we want to make sure that we continue his legacy in our community.
Oh, right. And so, you know, as we talk about this month being Black History Month, certainly, and I like how TV One says our history month, how instrumental has music been to our history? How instrumental, you know, what role has it played?
Since we have come through the tragedy of the Middle Passage, that being us as Africans, music is the glue that kept us sticking to our God, because it was on the boat, and when we got off the boat, that we continued to sing, and even to our liberation, it was a song that got us through and to our liberation. You know, some of those old songs that they use as codes to go on to move through the, as Harriet Tubman took them through the Underground Railroad. So music has always been a part of us as an African people. And even today, being an African people living in the diaspora, it is still a part of us because we can always conjure up a song.
Yes.
No matter what we're going through.
All right, all right. And certainly more so in the church even. So if we separated that out even more, not just African-Americans, but then church, you know, how important has music been
It's not recorded in Genesis, but I'm sure that Adam and Eve had to have a song.
All right.
But certainly, in the church history, going back to the Old Testament, the first thing that the children of Israel did when they came out of bondage into their liberation was Miriam got a hold of a song.
Yeah.
And it was that song that carried them through the wilderness for the next 40 years. And that legacy is still perpetuated today in our times. It's going to be a song that's going to keep us in this challenge that we're going through in our economic status in this country.
So true, so true, so true. How can people get more information if they need to contact someone about this event, the Black History Musical? Who should they contact?
They can contact the Temple of Judah. I don't have the number off the top of my head. And they can also contact the International Holistic Ministries. That number is 804-319-6754. 804-319-6754.
Great. And if we have listeners that are listening from Facebook, can they connect with you on Facebook?
They can connect with me on Facebook. Now, you know, I'm challenged with technology, but I guess if they put my name in there, my Facebook, I just know how to get in it and get out of it. I don't know all of the address, but my
they
Facebook.
They can search for Ernest Moore.
Yes, yes. Elder Kirk Stewart Bates from the Temple of Judah, he's another contact person. He's the minister of music there, and his Facebook page, you can go there, and anybody that's at the Temple of Judah or at Destiny International, they can contact them Facebook and get information.
Great, great, great. So for our listeners that may just be tuning in, we say hello, welcome to those that are in the chat room, those that are listening on the phone lines. Hello and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio and iShoutForJoy.com. We're glad you're checking us out. Thank you so much for tuning in to hear us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to move. You don't want to change that dial, because our second segment, we're going to talk to Roz Brown, which is our featured artist for today, and she is also one of the special artists on this musical, Black History Musical, so you don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to go anywhere. So, Pastor Moore, tell us a little bit more about your church, International Holistic Ministries.
The church name is Destiny International Holistic Ministries. This year, we will be launching or dividing Destiny International Holistic Ministries into Destiny Community Church. And the International Holistic Ministries, which will be our global ministry, will be a separate entity. But you can look forward to hearing more about the Destiny Community Church, because for the last 10 years, what we've been is a ministry that worship on Sunday. But now we are beginning to focus on the launching of our first local church of the International Holistic Ministries, which will be Destiny Community Church, and it is currently located at 3101 Hall Street in the south side of Richmond. We are the place to be. If you are looking to become a success in this present life, then you probably want to, at some point in your life, come through Destiny International Holistic Ministries.
All right, great, great, great. And give us one more time all the details about the Black History Musical, when, where, who, what, and all of that good stuff.
The Black History Unity in the Community Musical will be held at the Temple of Judah, 2120 Venable Street. And on that ticket will be New Tradition, Roz Brown, Her Worship, and Maggie Ingram, and the Temple of Judah Chorale. They will all be on that ticket praising and worshiping God, and we want you to come from the north, south, east, and the west, because all roads lead to the Temple of Judah.
All right. Well, we certainly have enjoyed talking with you, Pastor Moore, and we're going to see you at the event, and just excited and glad that you're bringing this type of event to the city in partnership with Bishop Melvin Williams, Jr. of Temple of Judah. So big shout-out to both ministries, and we thank you so much for stopping through the show.
Thank you, Chavette. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to the second segment. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. IndustryBuzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happening. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
I'm Dr. Jamal Bryant, and in just a few short weeks, I'm releasing a brand new book entitled World War Me, How to Win the War That I Lost. You might not realize it, but consider this. Most of the problems that we're faced with are not from external forces, but internal realities. Bad decisions and poor choices can bring your life to a screeching halt. I'm a living witness. Everything that I needed to survive and be successful was laid right out in front of me. But because of bad decisions and poor choices, I almost lost everything. I want you to learn firsthand from what it is that I had to go through so you do not have to go through the exact same thing. You can win the war within. Get this book. It's going to absolutely help you make better choices and stronger decisions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, 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 listeners, and welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm your lovely host, Charvette. So glad that you are checking us out. Yes, we are here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you know what? We are rolling into our second segment. I see my special featured artist is in the virtual studio right now, and I'm telling you, you are in for a treat. We are going to be talking to Roz Brown. I'm going to bring her to the mic. She is a psalmist, a songwriter, an evangelist. She's led thousands into intimate throne room worship with the Almighty through her passionate style of praise and worship at churches and conferences and concerts for over 20 years. She's been blessed to work with and train with such renowned artists as Dorinda Clark Cole, Twinkie Clark, Karen Clark Shear, Byron Cage, John P. Key, Kim Burrell, and the list goes on and on and on. And I'm telling you, I'm excited because we have the opportunity to spotlight Roz Brown in our artist spotlight, and she's coming to the mic right now. Elder Roz, as we call her. Elder Roz, how you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Charvette. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Glad to be here.
Oh, my goodness. So you are one of the artists that's going to be at this Black History musical this coming Sunday. We just talked to Pastor Ernest Moore about this event, so we want to learn a little bit more about you and let our listeners know a little bit more about you. So tell us, how did music ministry start for you?
Wow. Music ministry, I mean, to be honest, music ministry is just my life.
Yeah.
It's always been a part of me. It's been a part of my life as long as I can remember. As you and many people don't know, growing up, I grew up in a home where my mother was a musician. In our church growing up, when my grandmother was the original founding pastor of our church, Annie Chamberlain, and then my mother, Chief Apostle Alexander, was a musician and for the choirs.
Yes.
So you know, I remember growing up in the church and my mom on the organ, my brother, Bishop James Rudy Brown, on
yes.
the drums when he was like 5 and 6 years old. And, of course, the music surrounded my world, surrounded my life. And as long as I can remember, all I wanted to do was sing. And so, you know, from starting out in the children's choir, in the original Jerusalem Holy Church, under being pulled in the choir by one of the mothers that that around today, Mother Mazarine Williams, she put a mic in my hand and told me to sing.
Wow.
And ever since that day, music has been a part of my life.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It's what I live for.
Yes, yes, yes. And certainly you are in that praise and worship genre. I know we don't want to box you in at all, but
wow.
certainly very critical in the praise and worship genre. How important yes. is praise and worship to our churches?
You know what? I believe praise and worship is everything to our churches. I mean, of course, our churches, as a style of music, has transitioned from, you know, years ago we were used to a lot of traditional hymns,
mm-hmm.
and then in many of our Pentecostal churches, of course, we grew up having testimony service. And then we transitioned from having more testimony services to praise and worship services, and sometimes churches now just worship experiences. And I believe praise and worship is important, just like testimony service was important during that time. But testimony service was the time when we told others about God.
Mm-hmm.
But worship is important because it's the opportunity that we have to talk to God about God. And it's good when we can talk to others about God, but it's even more important when our testimony is what? Our vertical relationship with one another.
Right.
But then our worship becomes our horizontal relationship, and that's our one-on-one relationship with God. So when we come into worship and when we come and we begin to sing songs to God, about
yes.
God, I can tell you how he healed me. I can tell you how he brought me out. But when I begin to talk to God about who he is, about his majesty, about his glory, and about his greatness, it's nothing like the presence of God that fills the room in a worship experience when you recognize that his glory has filled the house and
Amen.
His presence is in the room. So I think that's the power, you know, and the magnificence of the worship experience that many of us have a heart and a passion for when we, you know, move into the arena of being more worship artists or praise and worship artists.
All right, listeners, yes, you are hearing the evangelist and the lecturer coming out of Elder Ross Brown, not just a psalmist, but many, many things. Oh, my goodness, you are a busy lady. You've been very visible and active in the city and abroad. I mean, you've hosted in the past monthly Nights of Worship and the annual Daughter of the King, and you ministered with Neo Worship Experience, who was at the Praise 104.7 Expo last year, and you just got back from
yeah.
preaching for Pastor
yeah.
John Key, and you got a 7-week
yeah.
inspiration series on principles of productivity. I mean, you're doing a lot of things. How do you balance it all?
You know what? I just allow God, you know, to just balance me, you know, because
yeah.
to be honest, you really can't balance yourself. you know, you really, when things come and you have to be here and you have to be there, and then you have to be this in one arena, and then you have to be this in another arena. Especially when your ministry is divided, you know, in certain arenas, you know, there's a time for teaching. Certain arenas, there's a time for preaching. Certain arenas, there's a time for praise. Others, a time for worship, you know, but you allow God to show himself strong in your life and show himself mighty. And he's been doing it. To God be the glory. You know, I'm excited about all that he's doing and the many opportunities and, you know, being a part of so many great opportunities that I've been given ministry-wise. And I'm just, you know, I'm just grateful for all that has happened and all that's going to happen. I am just excited about it because I know that the best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. And you have a single out. I believe you released it, the Gospel Music Workshop, this past year.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about it.
I am a part of a wonderful family of worshipers called the Neo Worship Experience. And the founder of the Neo Worship Experience is our own friend and brother, Elder Gregory Mitchell, who is formerly one of the producers as well as musicians with Pastor Timothy Wright for so many years. And God blessed him to come to Richmond, Virginia. And when he came to Richmond, he just began to be such a blessing to me music-wise. And he put together a group of worshipers, what we call a family of worshipers, called the Neo Worship Experience. And we released a project, which is a compilation of all of the artists, myself, Michelle Cheeseborough, who will be having a listening party for her project on Friday, and Becky Fulton and Elder Greg. We're all on that project together, and the song that I featured is going to be on my live project that will be coming out this year. I decree it, and it will be released this summer, not too far after Michelle's project. And the song from that project that is on the Neo Worship project, my single, is I Made It on Broken Pieces. And that's what we did at GMWA in 2009 out in Cincinnati. And it's on that project, and it's available now. Amen.
Amen. And listeners, I'm telling you, I Made It on Broken Pieces. It is just, I'm out with that song, because
exactly.
It's just so powerful, and it has such a strong meaning, and a lot of people can connect. Listeners, check out Roz online at www.rozbrown.org. Very easy, rozbrown.org. She's on MySpace and Facebook and all of that, rozbrown.org. Check it out. And so, you know what, what's on the horizon for you? Like, what do you see, kind of, what are you working on? I know you're working on your project, and that's probably taking a whole lot of your time. Other projects, other things that you're looking to do?
You know what, I am, I'm really excited about the project coming out. It's been a long time coming. It's been a lot of work. I mean, we talk about doing recordings and doing projects, but people have no idea how much work it is to get a project like that out, but it's going to happen. But, you know, I'm excited about ministry. I'm excited about the next dimension that God has in ministry. And one thing that I'm really expecting and looking forward to is international ministry. And I expect in the next year or so, we're making plans to go to Ethiopia and minister there and other foreign countries. And I really, you know, I look at what happened in Haiti, and a few years ago I had the opportunity to minister in Cuba, in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And because Guantanamo Bay, of course, is so close to Haiti, it was such a connection of, you know, things that had transpired over the years. So, you know, I have that as a memory of a great experience, and I'm just looking even more forward to international as well as national ministry, global ministry, I guess we can say. That's what I'm really excited about and looking forward to, have great expectations for.
Outstanding. Yes, well, we're going to keep our eye on you. Again, listeners, you are listening to Roz Brown. Check her out online at www.rozbrown.org. You can stay connected with her there. You can look at videos. You can Google her, all of that, and you will find her. But definitely the best way to stay connected is rozbrown.org. And come out to the Black History Musical, those that are listening to us from the capital city of Richmond, and you can hear her live and in person this coming Sunday, February 21st at 7 p.m. We are so glad we had a chance to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you, Charvette. I love you, everybody. Be encouraged, and remember that God is the greatest power.
He's the greatest power. Amen. And listeners, you know what? That's going to wrap us up for today. Thank you so much for tuning in every week, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.